me just see what we're picking up here. And this is working. Apparently I'm not getting anything this way. Right now.
I don't know what that racket sounds like. The ferry boat is moving.
Yeah, that's still part of the ferry boat. Not. Let's see. Oh, now I can hear it.
Bainbridge.
I know it began with a B. Washington. Would you tell me something about how you began, or how your origins, the origins of your interest in electrochemistry?
Did I hold this?
No, that's fine.
Well, I really was never an electrochemist in the classical sense, and I wasn't interested in that subject, but the society took over a major role in the publication and presentation at meetings of work in solid-state chemistry. They were the leaders in that, and I was a young researcher at Bell Labs, and that's what my subject, my interest was, and so it really the society came my way rather than I got interested in the classical electrochemistry.
When did you first become aware of the Electrochemical Society?
When my boss, or his boss, told me about it. He told me about this activity of the society in publishing papers in solid-state chemistry. The materials work. This time I'm speaking of was immediately after the invention of the transistor, and it became very important in our place to understand all we could about the materials and how to prepare them and how to handle them. It was a crucial part of the solid-state technology. And a lot of it was just plain chemistry, and it was electrical in a sense, in that it was putting atoms in the solid in places where they would have the right physical effect. And so this sudden interest in electrochemical society was the first time I ever heard of them. And it was when R.M. Burns, who was the president of the society in the early days, tossed out to me the idea that I should be looking to the electrochemical society as a place to publish.
And what year was it that you joined the society then? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Actually, they wouldn't be pleased to hear this. I didn't join the society. Probably. That's sort of embarrassing to admit, but maybe that became a member when I was president. But I never. I became a corporate member. I mean, Bell Labs generously supported the Electrochemistry Society, and probably could name somebody or two people to be their representatives. But I never filled out an application form and joined the society. They made me an honorary member at some time, and they made me president of it, and the company paid them, but I don't remember ever. I got a free ride.
Okay.
You better put that those in delicate terms.
Okay.
They may come to me with a bill.
What was the society like when you joined? Did you go to its meetings?
Yeah, and the meetings, they had their different sections. And you could see the old traditional part. It was electrochemistry, it was classical things. It was electroplating, batteries, corrosion. Not very useful, but nothing very exciting to a young researcher. And it had that. Then it had this other group that were sort of oddballs. There was a solid-state group, because solid-state chemistry didn't exist as a scientific discipline. It was something that was springing up. We were there helping create it. And so, but we could, there was a division, an electronics division, which really had been kind of classical electronics and luminescence. I don't know how they got into that, because cathode ray tubes have been around for a while, I guess, and so the luminescence business was going. But there wasn't anybody with semiconductors, but nobody knew what a semiconductor was. And so they didn't occupy much of any role, but then these other things, the electronics division, would sponsor symposia and accept papers and so forth. And incidentally, I read Bob Burns' history, and it sort of peters out at just this time. And if you look at that, you'll find that it talks about this formation. He wound that up just too early to really have assessed the impact of the solid-state revolution on men. On the society and on the world. But he was a smart man, and I think he anticipated it was going to be a thing. He was mushrooming at Bell Labs and at other places like us. The society, however, probably had a few fights internally to allow these people in who wanted to know what electrochemistry is. You know, they were jealous of their territory, but they had to admit that we were getting huge crowds of people coming in and paying way into symposia. That was pretty attractive.
Had you, were you presenting papers on a regular basis then before the society?
No, but I was already in that kind of a junior management role, and I encouraged other people to give papers there, and we did it. I don't know that I had a regular schedule of presentation of papers, but you know, I went to the meetings and helped them plan symposia and so forth. So whether or not I gave a paper, I know I helped organize their meetings frequently.
Okay.
Suggested invited speakers and that kind of thing. They were very willing to do this on the basis of the non-members doing this, because they recognized mental others. Very few of the solid state people were members. And the society was actually getting a good bit out of us, because one of the reasons we not always joined was that the company was paying the registration fee of the meeting, you know. So all you really would do by getting membership, you didn't get any more privileges. What you did was to give up the company. I mean, you could go to the meeting for a low price as a member, and you paid a high fee as a guest, but the company paid that. So many of the early meetings, they were busy talking about how in the world we were going to beat this system, because there was a disincentive for the electronic people to join the society. And I don't remember that I ever thought about it in those terms. I wouldn't let that bother me, but it kept a lot of people out.
This up here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have a very good voice. I may not be directed to that.
It's all right. I think we're all right. One of the things I've heard about the early days of the society was the friendliness of the people at the meetings. It was still small enough that there was quite an interaction with individuals.
That was. If you went to an American Chemical Society meeting at that time, I just, as a chemist, sort of naturally thought in terms of that. They were like, it was like being in Times Square. It was terrible. And they couldn't care less. They really didn't care. They didn't care about, they had no interest in our subject. And it was dismal. But if you went to like the chemical side, you knew those people that were in your field of interest. They were all coming, and you couldn't exchange ideas with them and talk to them. So there's a much better meeting, but it's far better environment. I'm not knocking chemical society, they've had issues. Groups too, but not in this field. It blew this right from the beginning.
It almost sounds as if the South State people were looking for a home.
Exactly. We were looking for a home, and it was often by the chemical society. Physical society wasn't the right place. I published a few papers there. But they really were interested in physics, not in chemistry. They didn't want those grubby materials. American Chemical Society was far too big, and it personally didn't want us. The AIME, American Institute of Metallurgical and Mining Engineering or something, was starting a material program, but it was more interested in traditional metallurgy kinds of material preparation. So they missed out. They were the only competitors for the American Chemical Society, but they were a little too restrictive in their attitude. ECS was ready to try anything, and we published in all kinds of different aspects of semiconductors, and so the Electrochemical Society really was, and before very long, asked us as a committee for semiconductors.
You mentioned that you were active in preparing symposia, or working on developing a symposium. What other activities were you involved in before you became president?
Well, not in the local section. I didn't even know whether there was one. Publications to a minor extent, awards and prizes. Weren't thinking in terms of those. The division, electronics division, we took it over. And it was good. That's what the society was as far as people. If they left it in our hands, what, how to organize the thing. We were invited to write a paper and put it on Thursday. It was a big issue. And that was really pretty much it. Oh, I served on a couple of master committees for the society. There was a long-range planning committee that I remember spending some time on. And occasionally I'd do something like that, but mostly it was this division.
Who were some of the big people at the time in the society?
Well, that, now you're going to test my memory, which is poor. Charles Fias, Ernie Yeager,
I talked to Charles Tobias.
Oh, yeah, Charles. sorry you didn't talk to me first. I will accept my regards to Frank Lloyd Wright. He was a good fellow. Yeah, I like that.
I spent 2 days with him back in the spring of the year.
Oh, you did?
In California.
Oh, he's there. He's a great guy.
Were you the first solid state person to be president of this assembly?
I suppose I was. Probably the first time that they reached out and got something there. Why did you want to be president?
Well, because I wanted to be president.
But the Dunlaps have been a strong supporter of technical societies, scientific societies, engineering societies, and so encouraged it. They made financial contributions, not as generous as the airport in those days. So they were always up there in the upper contributors. And they were, however, particularly generous in encouraging the people who worked at the labs to contribute their time and work at the society activities, because that was a real contribution. Because they feel like this, but we have to be on the field. And so doing things for the society was really directed well out into what they wanted done. So, as far as becoming president of the society is concerned, well, no, not wrong. It was what motivated me when I was in it. It's a good job I have seen. And it wasn't that I wanted to, as a young, I wasn't even thinking of it in those days. It was just, it was good for Bell Labs. We could help the society, and the society was helping us. There's a whole lot of people from Bell Labs were publishing and going to the meetings and so forth. We had to do our part. So when they asked me if I'd like to be president, I said, no, but I'd do it. I had plenty of other things to do to spend time, but I enjoyed it.
I was going to ask what, because I don't have those other notes for me, what your position was at Bell Labs at the time you were president of the society.
It was crazy to ask that. I might have been, when I was president of the society, I think I was either vice president of research or about to become it.
Okay.
See, I had been the level below vice president. Executive director. I was executive director of the materials science and engineering division. And if you really want to know that, I'll bring it up. See, I don't carry the information in my head.
Well, that's all right. I was just wanting to try to make some relationship, because you're emphasizing the Bell Lab part of your activity.
Well, the Electric Heritage Society pandemic was was of value as a scientific technical society, largely to people in the research area.
Okay.
I mean, Alice was the main part. But not all of it, but we were also farming out some of our activities to the development areas and so forth. And so, yes, that's a close one, though, which came first. You know, I don't know whether I would have done this if I had come back to live in the church. I might have said, that was. But I don't remember any kind of transition. So I'd have to look up the dates on that.
Okay.
There's probably a clear answer. I could work it out in my head, probably, but only if you knew what dates I was president. I didn't bring along that history. Most times my files at home, I'll either be hopelessly lost or I'll have the answer.
Okay. Was there any specific agenda you had as president of the society?
No, we were really just taking things as they came. But there was at least one thing that was of some interest, which you might want to mention, which I got involved in, there was, there is a medal in the society called the Palladium Medal. They have two medals. Anyway, the Palladium Medal was one of the, the other one was the Atchison Medal. And the Palladium Medal was, they formed a committee. And they came back, and I think I might have been not yet president, but about to become president, because I don't quite remember their sequence. Anyway, they would want to give the Palladium Medal to a man named Benjamin Levitch, who was in the Soviet Union, a Jew. The Soviets were not letting any of the dissident Jews out, you know, they were all being very much in the news. And you could have found something about that situation in front of the New York Times in those days. Well, I had, I was very interested. I never met Van Levitch, I didn't know his work. But here's this suggestion to meet women love him. And I said, well, are you doing this because of the political aspects of it, the Soviets were a progressive society, and they're cracking down on Jews and friends in that group? Or is it because that was what he deserves, the Palladium Medal? So, I had such on myself, I wanted to be sure. Fine, by the way, in fact, I think it's, no, he's got first class records. He should win the medal, regardless of the medal. And sometime in that period, I got a phone call from somebody who I identified himself on the barrel and said he understood I was interested in college. I said, yes. What's this all about? He said, well, do you want to talk to that person? I said, well, yeah, I'd like to talk to that person. Well, I said, yeah, he's stuck in his own opinion. He must have been a good performer. Well, if you call him then. That's what he can do. They said, you can make a lot of business. We can give you a number, and he will be there to meet you. 7 or 8 o'clock at night, Moscow time, on Tuesday, Thursday. I said, well, I had a firm on a cruise, so I would have to come out here. But the time difference is, I mean, well, who can you ask for help? Levitch. He was at a friend's house. They had this, our crew had figured out that he was getting from home. And they decided to give me a number. So I had several calls with Levitch. Well, and among these, often my one of the biggest big help and so forth, we discussed it. I discussed it when they told me what I was with them. They told me he won the Palladium Medal. And I said, I don't think you want the money. Because if we said, okay, then we're going to do the yes. I said, probably if we deposit this medal down here, it will collect interest. And when you get out, it'll be there for you. Nobody else, it's yours. And we agreed on that. He was very pleased about that. Fixed it up. But we did all this by telephone. You can't believe it. And I didn't go through any operator. And I dialed the numbers for you. I thought it was a simple lapse. Great guy all the place in the world. So I was out in Moscow. And that was one of the, that was the most interesting thing that happened during my period. And a bunch of little Russians came in, and the other guests, there were three or four of them that were very well known names at the time. One thing I can say is that Levitch wasn't the easiest to talk because of a bunch of doctors. He was sort of feisty, and he must have been real funny at the time. In fact, he felt again, he did do. But he finally was allowed to leave, and with his family, that was the most important part of this, had to do with his children. But they finally left, emigrated to Israel. And we said, that wasn't an agenda, it just came along, and we thought more than we were accomplishing something very nasty.
Yes.
But the routine committee is not. So, what my agenda for this is, I was really to further its interest in the solid state for see to it that was well taken care of, but also to drive time.
Relationship that the society and have other scientific organizations?
Well, that was pretty good. I think the Electrochemical Society was a participant with other societies, for example. Maybe you know the answer to this. We were talking about the Berkeley Medal, you know. For a thing like that, they have a group of societies. But the Electrochemical Society was one of the Society of Chemical Industry. So we participated in that as our society.
industrial sponsors. You've already mentioned Bell Labs.
Industrial sponsors. We have come before the solid state part of the Electric Chemical Society. GE was always a very strong supporter. And you said, all right, well, corrosion is subject to the electrolyte visual things that are important to GE. And so it was attempted to be the amount of the equipment companies. But for people who are in any business, the electrical business, whether it be utilities or telephone, power, or the motor oils, and a whole bunch of companies, but Texas Instruments was in right from the beginning. From the history, some of it was not the, and some of it was not the companies were interested in utilities. Stuff.
didn't see it.
Or I think more likely it would have been so we had regular elections. And every activity that I saw in this society, I would have said that was a non-problem.
Various divisions within society.
Well, that was no problem because they were awesome. They loved each other. They weren't interested in each other. They didn't pay attention. I had forgotten how the electronics division was where the luminescence, huh? Maybe it was a separate division, electronics division. That I'm a little vague on. The luminescence people were just a little. That was going to be a little funny faster. Because they had a but, you know, it didn't matter to us. As long as they gave us a big enough room at the meeting site, we couldn't get in our way. We could go ahead and get along just fine. So there was no other jockey. If there was some between, let's say, the electrocuted people and the girl, I wouldn't be surprised, but I never saw it in sign of it.
I was just curious about when a new division starts, how the other divisions act and respond to that.
They probably were a little jealous of us because we were so obviously successful. We had found people who are supposed to have a problem. But it never led to any thing that I could understand was an attempt to by them to limit us in any way. Would you glad to have our registration, please?
I'm sorry?
You were too glad to have our registration.
How is the society, I'm at number 12 on this list, the society contributed or reacted to significant events in electrochemistry?
Being at develop a little bit of history here. The physicists who did the invention of the transistor, and particularly their leader, Bill Shockley, the three of them got a Nobel Prize. But Shockley was a terrific, talented, theoretical physicist. But the necessary to have simple crystals in germanium, which is unthinkable problem now. He said we can do everything we want with our crystals. He had it just tested on it. He later met it very quickly that he was really blown. And when I got it, question. This is our little place, this is the place where we're public. They didn't say, so I'm an electric campus. I never heard any of this. I thought we were considered an electric campus. But this was meeting the group would answer their needs and response. I said, this is sad, but really I'm not trying to come back. Very hard.
Okay, really. Time to go to these meetings and help organize the
I hear that voice or something, or what it is that's up to it now. You know, I think they're preparing, you know, presenting paper on some side, you know, well, you're not really working right now. Do they really have something else that we're doing? So all the usual reasons for running a meeting, when you're kind of a junior or middle-level manager, those are very personal situations for going to the society. Later on, you're getting too busy and somebody else in your organization will get up to doing exactly the same thing. What's the society doing in the future?
Huh?
Well, see, I don't agree with what they're doing now, because solid safety. Opportunities like that don't come along. Some of the things are quite inappropriate in society. They can't say, well, you know, there's some terrific opportunity in the computer and software. But I think what happened was they got propelled into the technology that's running forward. But it's beginning to mature. But it's changed far more than anybody could have dreamed of, and it will change a lot more. And so they still have plenty of years of running on that. But you're hearing about the picture of society, which, if you're American Chemical Society, you might say, well, the reason I'm a member of that, when I go to their meetings, is I'm a chemist. The American Chemical Society represents chemists, and that's a profession. Never mind what we do, it's the representative. 2/3 of our people are organic chemists, and one thought that 2/3 of our meeting is all about society. But very few people are going around and it's all taken because I'm going around saying I'm an elected chemist. Battery people and the corrosion people and the plating people, they're still saying that. But they haven't changed significantly. So these other things that are going on, particularly in the solid state, well, one just has to say that's not the kind of opportunity that comes along very often. And since the federal society grabbed that opportunity and ran with it, did it bring? Well, I said something about what will the future be for electric chemistry. Well, I wouldn't want to take part in that. The future is safe, but still for the solid state up to a point. But if I have a child who is saying, well, I want to go into some field of science, what should I go into? Asking that question 25 years ago, 35 years ago, I didn't understand what the solid state was. But I wouldn't even say that. It's better
anything else you wanted to add?
I don't think so. I think I told you more than I know. But you're obviously capable of modulating it so that it doesn't sound so unreasonable as it probably sounded in the original version of it.
Well, I appreciate your spending the time with me to discuss this.
We were here from Bend, Oregon. All I did was drive up the Olympic Peninsula.
Well, we'll put something together and send it to you. And since I'm not there anymore, I don't know whether they sent you a copy of the previous interview or not. Did they send you the transcript of the time we talked in Baltimore?
Well, that's probably a good question. I certainly felt completely satisfied that I'd been kept informed.
Utah or?
Well, the second one is where I first got my gun on Mustang. I have two racer tractors. That's a concept.
Damn, I have osteoporosis.
Well, why don't I?
I guess I have a few minutes yet. I don't know when time it leaves, but
they're building, but they give a little bit.